Brachas HaMishkan, the Karbonis, that everyone of the Nesiim brought. So why is the Parsha of the Menorah over here right next to the Parsha of the Nesiim? So Rashi, Shekishiro Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim, when Aaron saw Chanukas HaNesiim, that they brought Karbonis Chol Shehoz Daitai, Shalehoya Imam Bechanak Alehuv Leishivtai, he didn't take part in the inauguration, the actual inauguration of the Mishkan, not he and not his Shevet. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chayecha, Shalcha G'dayla Mishelohem, Shalcha Madlik, Meitiv Es HaNeiris, you will be Madlik, you will be Meitiv the Neiris. The Rambani asks a question, why was Aaron, what did he feel bad about? I mean, he brought Korbanos during the Shivus Yimei HaMiluim, Yizichar had a Chelek, so what is it that he felt bad about? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mephayasim. There's many Pshatim said about this, but I saw now the Manchester Yeshiva of Segel, Zechatzadik Levracha, he says a very nice Musadik the Herod here. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with a nature to have taiva, to have lust, to have desires. And we know that taiva, it leads a person to bad machshavis and to bad maisim, and together with jealousy and together with covet, hakinava taiva ba covet maisina sa adam in oilam. So taiva could be a terrible thing. So if it is taka a terrible thing, and you see taka the world which is based on taiva, how it is going to pot, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka give a person such a zach, the Indian of lust, the Indian of desire? So Zachter Manchester Shishivi, he gave it to him for a good purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed taiva in a person, he should have a desire for good things. Because taiva is a machine that works within the person. And a person could gear that machine in different directions. He could gear it into the direction of the taivas haguf. The purpose really was to direct it to ruchnius, because there's so much to acquire in ruchnius, and if a person doesn't have that drive and doesn't have that desire, he's not going to conquer the worlds of ruchnius that there is to conquer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed b'tivoy the Indian of taiva. Same thing with sakronus, that a person should be inquisitive. Right, he's always, a person always wants to know what's doing by yet, he wants to know secrets. It was meant for a good cause. Because if a person is inquisitive, if a person, has the desire to find things out, it could be geared for good things. There's so many Saidas HaTaira, so that need of being inquisitive has to be used for the Saidas HaTaira. Unfortunately, people take that and they use it to find out what's the latest gossip and what's the latest thing that's going on and what's the latest news. I once heard that the Lakewood of Mashgiach, Rav Achfeigel Zatzal, said, what's the taiva for sports? What hanah do I have if the Yankees win the World Series? Like, what shaykhus to me that they win the World Series? There it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed within a person a taiva for Nitzachim, to be victorious. The reason is because we're on a daily battle with the Yetzer Hara. So the taiva of Nitzachim, there is no greater pleasure, the Musa Svarim say, than the Nitzachim over the Yetzer Hara. The problem is that very often the Yetzer Hara bests us, and we still have the taiva of Nitzachim, so we gear it to something else, and we rejoice with somebody else's Nitzachim. Like we identify with a certain team or whatever, and then we rejoice. There was a parade yesterday in Cleveland. They won the basketball thing. They said, Glenn, Layumki is super. I know so many. You couldn't move over there. Like million-something people, like the first time in 50-something years. What's the pshat? What hanah do you have if Yenner, Teretz is it? Those are the type of taiva and Yitzchak, and these things are all things that Hashem placed in the Bria, so that a person should use it for ruchnius, except we are misguided and we use it for something else. So Zucht, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, just like my money, a person could be wealthy, but Oyev Kesev, or Yizba Kesev, he's never satisfied. He always wants more. Yishyesh Leimana, writes a Messiah. Those that gear their taiva for Ruchnias, they're never satisfied. They always want more. See, even if Aaron had the Karbonus of the Miluim, but the Karbonus of the Chanukas HaMishkan, that was something else. And if he didn't have a Chelek in that, he was missing in that taiva for Ruchnias. And that's the metzias of someone that's an Ovid Hashem. Someone that's an Ovid Hashem, he always wants more. And I have Gevaldik Zach, and I have the Karbonos of the Miluim. What more do you want? Oyhev Kesev lo yizbak Kesev, but the Tzara Kedusha for that, no matter what you have in Kedusha, he always wants more. He always wants to find out more. The only thing I had around this was, so how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appease him with the Menorah? So good, so you have the Menorah, but that, he still would want something else. So I think it could be, I don't know if this was his Kavanah, but the Menorah represents the Or HaTorah. And the Or HaTorah is Kailal everything. Like Chazal say, the Do Isbe Kula Isbe. If you have Torah, you have everything. So it could be that he gave him the Kayach of the Or HaMenorah, the Or HaTorah, which is Kailal everything, and that sort of appeased Aaron. Vayas came Aaron, and Aaron did so. El Mulpne HaMenorah Helene Reisheho. He lit the candles facing the center candle. This is the famous Chazal that Rashi brings down over here. Vayas came Aaron. Lahagid Shvachi Shal Aaron Shleishina. This teaches me the praise of Aaron Shleishina. He did not change from what he was told. All the Mepharshim asked the question, my Kamashvu, and why would I think that Aaron would change if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do a mitzvah a certain way? Why in the world would I think that he would change? So I saw a very nice pshat brought down in the Sefer Teferis Elimelech, Rabbi Waxman, from the Rabbi Waxman's Kailul. He has a Sefer on Chumash, Neuron Neuros, Lakit, Givaldige Zachen. So he brings down the terrace to this B'Shem Rabbi Chosid Rav Shimon Shem, Zechetzadik Levrach. And he says the following. He says, it's Yodua, it's brought down, I think, at the Zohar HaKadosh, other places, that the seven pipes of the Menorah that came out are connected to Shivas Harayim. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Lefidat Cheshbin, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one in the middle. You have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov on one side, and Aaron, Yosef, and David on the other side, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the center. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael. So he is in the middle, he is the center, and all of the others represent different midas. And it says, El mul pnei ha-menorah ya'iru shivas ha-neiris, they all face inwards towards the middle, sort of like in deference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Vaseirose Emes, and he's the one that gave the Torah, like, come ke Moshe. Nobody ever stood up like Moshe. So all of the other Rayim, it says, Al Mul Pnei HaMenorah, the candles were sort of like leaning over towards the middle in deference to Moshe. So that the Torah tells us, Vayas Kein Aaron. When Aaron lit the menorah, it was Amul Pnei HaMenorah. He was machniya himself to his younger brother. And not only did he do with the mice of the lighting, but in his heart he was machniya himself to Moshe, and la mice he was machniya himself to Moshe. He didn't change from what he did over here in the mice mitzvah. Just like in the menorah, his candle bent over in deference to Moshe. It wasn't just an act on the outside. It was always the pneumius and lamaisa living. He was machnir himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's amul pnei ha-menorah. You shivas ha-neiris. And the emphasis it answers because the Torah is a little bit repetitious over here. It says ba'aloyishes ha-neiris amul pnei ha-menorah yo'iru shivas ha-neiris ba'yas kein aaron amul pnei ha-menorah helaneirisel. Right, mashma that the Vayas Kain is going on this El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. Right, the fact that he did it in a way where it leaned over to the middle, that's where the Vayas Kain iron was Shleishina. He did it Belev Mali, he was Machniya himself to his brother. There's a very strange thing here in the Torah. Kachas HaLevim Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. Take the Levim from amidst the B'nei Yisrael. V'tiharta Oysam, you should purify them. This is what you should do to purify them. Hazei aleihem mechatos, sprinkle on them the mechatos, v'haviru tar al kol besorim, and put a razor on their flesh, v'chipsu b'gdeim v'hitaharu. So wash their begodim and purify themselves. This is a strange thing. They had them shave off every hair off of the body. It didn't look exactly the most normal thing. This taka later on, we find that Ashes Kairach, this is the thing that riled her up, and she told Kairach, well, take a look what he's doing to you. You know, he's making you look like Vesmos. So what's the pshat? What was the inyan over here? So Rashi brings down, but Sosi B'divrei Ramosha Hadarshan. I found in the words of Ramosha Hadarshan, Levisha Nitnu Kapora ala Bechairis, because the Levim were a Kapora for the Bechairis. Sha'avdu avaydizara, the Bechayrus were even avaydizara by the chait of the Egel. Vihi kruya zivchei mason. Avaydizara is called zivchei mason, the karbonis of the dead. Vaha mitzayra kari mace. And mitzayra is called a mace. His kikam tegalachas ki mitzayron. Therefore, they had to shave themselves like mitzayron. So the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim explains, what does that mean? Because the Bechayrim were even avaydizara. And the Levim are a kapara for the Bechayrim. And the Bechayrim, they brought Zivchei Mesa. They're like Mitzrayim, so the Levim had to become like Mitzrayim to shave themselves. What's the pshat? What does that mean? So the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim explains that we know that a behema is brought as a kapara for a Ben Adam. And what was supposed to happen to the Ben Adam instead happens to the behema, which is the kapara. The Levim were the kapara for the Bechayrus, and that's why they took their place. They were machlev, the places of the Bechayrus, but they were a kapara with their avodah, they were mechaper for the Bechayrus. So Ibazoi, they take on a little bit of the residue of the chait that was on the Bechayrus. Hayos the Bechayrus, they were makriv zivchei mesim, and they should have gotten the din of Mitzayra and shaved themselves, so that residue goes over to Shevet Levi, and they take that on because they were in the place of the Bechayrim. And similarly, some Svarim bring down, that's the Indian that you, well, no, before that. This is the way he explains Rashi. So I saw that Rav Simcha Zisel of Kelm says a Mayudika thing. He says, the Medrash says that the whole Maisa HaEgel was really blown up a little bit. Because Klal Yisrael didn't really do a chait. Klal Yisrael, the chait was they didn't make a macha. Some of them were happy with it. Some of them were masking to it. But the Reuben of Klal Yisrael didn't actually serve the egel. The time on them was, why didn't you make a macha? How can you let such a thing happen in your midst? It was Be'ikr the Erev Rav. And the Bechayrim that were close to it, but it wasn't mamish and Avodah Zarah. The Levim certainly weren't over. The Levim, they got up and they killed whoever was involved with it. So they went with the kanois, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mil Hashem Eli, and they were the first ones to jump forth. So the whole Aveira was a shemitz of an Aveira, wasn't the real thing. The Levim, they were kind of the biggest mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and yet that little Roshim of Aveira is placed upon them, and it's a sign on them forever. Why? Because Aveira is a germ, it's a contamination. And Hayyosh, there was some contaminant here, Shevet Levi that was Bechaper, and they were in place of the Bechayrim, they had to take over and show that we have that contaminant on them. They were heroes, because they were Bechaper, they did a Gevaldig Gezach, but they didn't make it out from the germs. He says, similarly, you find by the Parah Aduma, those that were Isaac in the Parah Aduma, you know, they had to wash their Begadim afterwards. Why? Because they too were involved in a disease called Tumah, which stems originally from the chait of the Eitz HaDa'as, and Shaul Levi say they got a little bit on themselves, they have to be mitar themselves. And Shevet Levi that were involved in chait HaEgel, Hagam, the chait to begin with on Klal Yisrael was a shvacha chait. Afal Pikein, there's some residue of germs there, and they carried that, and the sign was on the Levium forever. Those are for Simcha Zisel. So Kavachaymer ben Benoshel Kavachaymer, when one actually does an Aveira, we could learn how great are the germs now. A person has to be careful to stay away and how to be Isaac and Chul when Taka Chas V'Sholem it comes about. V'hamon kizera gadu. Torah tells us about the man who was like a coriander seed. V'enoi ke'en habdoilach. It looked like a very clear, bright stone. Rashi says crystal. Shotu ha'on v'loktu. The nation would stroll and gather it. V'tochenu bareichayim and grind it in the mill, oidochu bameducha or pound it with mortar, ubishlu bapover. Also, so you guys, they would cook it or make cakes out of it. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Hei says that there are three lashonis used lagabe the month. Here it says shatu ha'am v'loktu. They had to go out. They had to go out and walk to be able to pick it. In Parshas B'Shalach it says the Yotzu Ha'am V'Loktu. They just went out of the Machna and they picked it right away. They didn't have to stroll anywhere. They just went out of the Machna and they picked it. There's another pasuk over there that says, Uveredes Hatal Ala Machna Laila. That the Tau with the Mon came down inside of the Machna. So one pasuk says they had to walk around to get it. There's another pasuk that says they just had to go out of the machne. There's a third pasuk that says that it came into the machne. What's the pshat? So Zokti Gemara in Yuma, tzaddikim, they found it by their doorstep. They didn't have to go anywhere. It came into the machne, they found it by their doorstep. Beninim, they went out, they had to go out of the machne, they picked it there. Rishon, they had to run around. And sometimes if a guy was a gar rosh, as the Medrash says, the mon used to run away from him, and he used to have to run after the mon. This is one of the reasons why the Yidden did not want the mon, because the mon used to be megala the aveiras. And if a person was a tzadik gomer one day and he did an aveira, the next day everybody saw that the mon was no longer in the place where it was lechitchila, so his aveira was mefursim lakayil. So three madregas. So the Noid of Yehuda, he has a drosh in the Sefer Havasiyin. He says similarly, you find the mon represents regular parnasa. We know saying the parsha of the mon is his gula for parnasa. So he says kayyotz represent parnasa. There's three madregas of people. There's a tzaddik. Again, what the Noid of Yehuda says is not. I mean, we don't see it so much in practice today because the world is topsy turvy today. Nothing is the way it should be. But the world, when it would be in the correct world order, it should be tzaddikim gemurim, their mezainus comes to them. They shouldn't need any yishtadlus whatsoever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the siyata d'shmaya, it mamish comes to their doorstep. There's another madrega, people that are good people, they're kavei itim latayir or whatever, but they're not, they didn't pick the mahalach of sitting and learning a whole day. They talk to go out to work, but siyata d'shmaya, they go out and they spend it, and the parnasa comes to them. Doim it to those who went out to the machne, and immediately when they went out to the machne, they found it. Then there's a third madrega. There are those that are totally mufke, and those that the chalal don't want to be Isaac and Ruchni is dikin yonim, so they taka have to be matriach, and they have to find their parnasa. This is the way the world in its normal order, this is the way it should be. Today we're living in a topsy-turvy world. Nothing's the way it should be. You know, certain things that Chazal say, mitzvahs that are goyim, mashiras and that, we don't see it out in the open today, although Bederech Nister is probably still Shayach. But the world, in a perfect world, the way it should be, three madreg is the same way by the mon, that's the way it is over here. So with this, he's Mevara Medrash. There's a Medrash that says that Yirmiyo Anovi, he gave Teichocha to Klal Yisrael, and he told them, how come you're not Isaac and Torah? So they told him, if we're going to be Isaac and Torah, so what are we going to get Parnassah from? So he took out a Tzitzenes Haman, and he showed them the Tzitzenes Haman. Take a look. Klal Yisrael was Zeichah with Mia Tishtadlis. Take a look at what they were Zeichah to. So maybe he asks a question, what exactly did Yirmiyo Hanavi want from Klal Yisrael? Why aren't you Isaac and Torah? What did he expect? They shouldn't go to work. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Yavis called Torah She'enim HaMelacha Saifa B'Teil. So what did he want? They shouldn't be Isaac in that. And number two, Ein Sanchan Al Hanais. What do you want from them? They B'chlal should not be Isaac in Parnasa. So Zot Tanayit B'Yehuda, notice, he didn't say over here, he wasn't Tevea them over here, why you be Mavatel Torah for Parnasa. He didn't say that. They weren't Isaac in Torah B'chlal. They weren't learning Torah then. You know, they gave up their entire day for Chitanias de Kinyonim. So he asked them, why are you not Isaac and Torah? Halapachas a little bit because they eat them la Torah. So they said, if we'd be Isaac and Torah, when are we going to have time for Parnasa? So that is already a time on them. You know, he wasn't telling them Bechlal. He said, Nechanami, you needed a little bit of time for Parnasa. And Ein Shem Chanal Anais, and Kol Torah Shenim HaMelach Seif HaBetela. But Bechlal not to be Isaac and Torah? How you talking? So they said, if we'll be Isaac and Torah, we want our Parnasa. For that, he took out the mon. He says, take a look. The mon, each person will feed his madrega was Zayich. Those that were totally Isaac and Torah, the mon came to their doorstep. Those that chose the derech of giving up a little bit of time, they went out, they found it right away. And what happened, those that that weren't the way they should be, they had to run after their thing. This is the lesson he wanted to bring out with this. And the mon is a limud for Parnasa l'dayris. Comes the Bnei Yisrael complain about the mon. Zocharnu es ha-doga ha-shenoichel b'mitzrayim. We remember the doga that we ate in Mitzrayim, chinam for free. Es ha-kishuim ves ha-avatichim, the melons, the cucumbers, the betzolim, the onions. So, it's a pellet. The altar from Kelm asks a question. We know that the Dor HaMidbar was called the Dor Deya. Why were they called the Dardeya? They were Zeichet to Nevu on a Madrega that no other generation was Zeichet to. Masheros Hashif Chalayam, Leroy Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Can you be massive? Yecheskel Ben Buzi is credited with seeing the Maisa Merkava Mamish, which you're not allowed to even talk about. And in this generation, is Shif Chalayam. She saw this Givaldig in Nevu. All of a sudden they say, oh, we wish we had the onions. We wish we had the garlic. Oh, those melons are so delicious. Can you picture to yourself Nevi'im that see the mice in Merkava? All of a sudden they should be worried about onions and melons and cucumbers. What in the world is going on over here? So the Alta from Kelm, Shema'amina from over here, that no matter what Madrega a person has attained, he can never be confident of himself. He can never be confident of himself. And about this is written the Pasuk, Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tamid. Praised is the person that's always afraid. The Gemara says a person should not be afraid. He's supposed to have B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is this said? It's said L'gabi Ruchnias. When it comes to a Ruchnias, the Kamadrega, Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tamid, praised is the person who is always afraid. You could reach the highest Madrega Shayach. But if you're not careful, that Yetzahara could enter in a moment's time and he could bring down the person like nothing. Chazal say, by Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash for 80 years. He went into the Kodesh HaKadosh, although Messiah, he was noited to the Tzedukim. Right? 80 years, and he didn't, nothing happened to him. That means he was on a very high Madrega. The Apal Pi came. In 1 second, he could lose everything. I've repeated here a number of times. I don't want to say over the name of the Gadol, because the person that told it to me, I'm not sure he wants it to be mefursim. An einikel of an Odom Gadol Admoi once told me that he was speaking to his grandfather. He was already in his 90s, this Odom Gadol. And he said, I want to leave this world already. She says, Zaydi, you want to leave this world? You, that mamish, you're always into life and into mamish. You make the most out of every minute. Why do you want to leave? She says, it's getting very difficult already. She says, what's getting difficult? He says, the Mulchama against the Yetzirah is getting difficult. She says, Zaydi, you? You? The Mulchama is difficult. She says, till the last second, he doesn't let you go. Odom Gadol Admoi from the Gdolei Ador Mamish, you know. So that's Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tamid. Praised is the person that's always afraid. He has to be on guard, because if not, then even the greatest people that were Zoichet and Nevuah, they can find themselves on the bottom right away. On a different angle, Rav Moshe Rosenstein, he was a tremendous tzaddik, he was a mashgiach in Lomje, and he touched up a little bit differently. He says, how come you don't find any of the Nevi'im that had a taiva for a taiva for onions or radishes or melons? He said, the B'nai Yisrael, they received their Nevuah b'matana. They didn't work very hard on that. They were kind of their madrega in a very quick time. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to them b'matana to prepare them for Matan Torah. So he gave them madregas of Nevuah. He said, they didn't have to work very hard to get it l'chadchila. So when the Nevuah became, when they weren't having Nevuah, their madrega went back again to their normal status. But Nevi'im, to reach that madrega of Nevuah, ain't not Kodesh Baruch Hu mashru shkinozi, not mashru the Nevuah, ala chacham, the gibor, vanam. They had to work at it. They had to attain the chacham, they had to work on their midas, they had to make themselves into a keli of it. When it comes with amelus, that's already a different story. Not that you're assured. Even with the amelus, you have to worry about your madrega. But it's a lot easier when it came with amelus, that's when you're kainit, and that's when it doesn't become disattached from you. Vatadaber Miriam va'Aaron v'Moshe, and Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, al oidois ha'isha ha'kushis ashalokach, about the kushis, that's Sephira, she was called the kushis, b'loshon saginosh, she was so beautiful. It's like Rashi says, when you speak about someone that's beautiful, to avoid ayin hara, they say the exact opposite. Isha ha'kushis ashalokach, ki isha kushis lokach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest honor, greater than any man on the face of the earth. What in the world is that doing here in the middle of the pasuk? We're talking about, they spoke Lashon Hara about him, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam. What does Moshe Rabbeinu being an honor have shaykhus over here? So some of us learn that the Torah is telling is that Moshe Rabbeinu was such an honor that he would never stick up for himself. And he wouldn't, you know, have a tie on me, fine. Maybe the Taka right. He wouldn't stick up for himself. So, but Malkin, where he didn't stick up for himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to his aid. Or, to show the Avera of Miriam, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam, and he wasn't makbin on his covet, Afal Pikein, there was a tie on Miriam and Aaron for speaking against him. That's what some of Farshim learned. But I saw Moshe the Gibshat brought down in the Sefer Apirion, a Gibaldigi Gibaldigi Drush. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Pezayin Amid Aleph, that one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaitai on his own without a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pirish Min Ha'isha. He separated from his wife. He added one of the days to the days of preparation from Matan Torah. That was one thing. He was Moshe Ha'isav Yom Echad midaitai. He broke the Luchos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Miyashakayach. He was Pirish Min Ha'isha. He separated from his wife. Why did he do that? Nosha Kal V'Chaymer. He made a Kal V'Chaymer. Madav the Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them only once. And he was Kaveya a special time to speak to them. What does it say? They had to prepare themselves, they had to be Parish Min Aisha. So I, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me constantly, and at any given moment, I don't know when he'll speak to me. Kal V'Chaymer, I have to be Parish Min Aisha. So that was the thing that he did in Midaita, and Hashem was his Kemal Yodai. So Taisus and Masech the Shabbos asks a question, why is that Midaita? That's a full-fledged Kal V'Chaymer. Kal V'Chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayrin Nidreshes, right? So if it's one of the Midas Shatayrin Nidreshes, Ben, it's the Torah telling him that. That's not Midaita. So Leib Yitzchuk Baditshavah says, I'm married to Kipshat. He says, the emphasis is the Kal V'Chaymer is not such a straight Kal V'Chaymer. You can slug up the Kal V'Chaymer. By the Bnei Yisrael, when they lived with their wives, they didn't do it as a totally l'shem shamayim. It was also for the egina, you know, for their own hanah. So by them, they had to be taiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that even when he lived with his wife, it was the hefz, the kavana, to serve the Bayre Yoylam. That was a maisa kedusha. So by him, he didn't have to be Polish. So the Kal V'Chaymer is the Kal V'Chaymer Pricha. Moshe Rabbeinu did it midaita. He was an honor of Mikol Adam. He didn't look at himself as anything special. He didn't look at himself as anything different than the rest of the Bnei Yisrael. So the daita, it was a Kal V'Chaymer. The emesis, it wasn't the Kal V'Chaymer, because he didn't have to be Parish Min Ha'isha. But the daita that he was an honor of, that's also midaita. It wasn't from the Yud Gimel Midas. The Yud Gimel Midas, it didn't stem. But midaita, his lo das, lefi that it was a Kal V'Chaymer. So that's why the Torah says, "Obiyeh Ish Moshe Onav Mikol Adam Ashal Pnei Adama," to tell you what was the siva, the reason why he made this Kal V'Chaymer and why he was Parish Min Ha'isha is goofy because of Ish Moshe Onav Mikol Adam Ashal Pnei Adama. Goes up, the Apirion brings it down. B'shem the Yismach Moshe. So a very nice pshat from the Rishner Rebbe, Yisrael Rishner, says a very nice pshat. By Miriam, it says, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem Lamer. Hashem screamed out to, Moshe Rabbeinu screamed out to Hashem Lamer, saying, Kael no, Hashem, please, refon Allah. Please, heal her. So Rashi says, what does it mean over here, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem Lamer? Could have said, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, he screamed out, Kael no, refon Allah. What is the word Lamer doing over here? So Rashi, Ma Boha Kosar Lashmienu Lamer, Elakach Amar Moshe Rabbeinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamer, I want you to tell me, Hashiveni, answer me, Yamatamarapa Isoim Lav. I want you to let me know if you're going to cure her or not. So the original Rebbe asked the question. There's a famous Mishnah in the fifth parak of Masechtas Brachos. They said about Rav Chanina ben Doisa, that when he used to be mispalel al acholim, he was able to say, this one is going to live and this one is going to die. So they asked him, how do you know that? So he said, if my tefillah, if it's murgul b'fi, I feel it's coming out, skura tefilasi b'fi, I see it's coming out of my mouth well, I know the person's going to live. And if it's not coming out of my mouth well, I know the person's not going to make it. Rector Rishner, Moshe Rabbeinu was not on the Madrega of Chanina ben Doisa. He wasn't able to tell when he davened like Chanina ben Doisa that the person is going to live or the person is going to be cured. Why did he have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me know if my tefillah is going to be answered or not? She says, I'm worried the Kipshat. The Medrash says, and Rashi brings this down.
Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so mekatzer in the tefillah? Why did he daven such a short tefillah? So that the people shouldn't say, Achoysa is mutalas batzara, and here he's being mayrich in tefillah. It's different pshat than what that means exactly. So Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to be mekatzer b'tefillah. Hashel if he zeh, he couldn't tell from that if tefillah is gura b'fiv or not. Normally when he daven for other people, and he daven b'arichus, so he told tefillah, he was able to tell if the tefillah is gura b'fiv or not. But in this short tefillah, Kel na Rafon Allah, it was a very short tefillah, he couldn't be married with tefillah, so over there he wasn't able to tell me to tefillah, so that's why he had to ask for a special tefillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.